Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Columbia. Points north, south, east, west. Just see this tweet from Tom Rousey. Hope I'm saying that right. According to Consumer Affairs, the D.C. area has dethroned Los Angeles for having the worst traffic in the nation. They see the DMV's average commute time is now 33.4 minutes versus 30.5 in L.A.
I can agree.
In previous years, D.C. had been number two to L.A. We're number one, B.
Be honest with you, though, Jay. When we were out there, that traffic's crazy out there, though, dog.
Yeah.
I don't know if I was that bad.
I mean, we were supposed to be in Ashburn today. Instead, we're in studio.
I was already there, dog. I mean, I'm just saying.
Yeah. You were in the bathtub.
I'm just saying, dog. It wouldn't take me that long.
Obviously, Terry McLaurin. As of now, I suppose we don't know, but Micah Parsons reported to Dallas. Trey Hendrickson did not report in Cincinnati. We'll see how this shakes out.
That thing's been 2 years in the making, though.
Oh, yeah.
So Trey is like, look, man, enough is enough.
Phone lines are lit up. Here was my question. Here's kind of how I phrase it. A week ago, we got to hear from Terry. He's pissed. He's pissed, but absolutely left the door open to come on back. Nothing he said is something you can't walk back from. And in the NFL, I'm not sure there is a line of something you can't walk back from.
Nah.
Adam Peters spoke today. Nothing but the high road from AP. The only thing, if you really reach, is to say he did say he expects Terry to show up because everybody's got to show up today. What else is he supposed to say, right? I tweeted out, now we've heard from Terry and from AP. How do you feel about this contract situation? I gave three options, B. I feel like these are fair. Better, worse, or man, I don't know. As of now, 49% of votes are, man, I don't know. 42% say they feel better. Only 8% of voters say they feel worse about this situation. What? I think that's pretty...
But my question is, where are those 8% coming from? What did Adam say to make you feel worse? I can't see that.
Let's hit these phones. My man, Emac, is on the line. What's up, Emac? How you feeling?
I felt good before, and I still feel good now. I think that 8% are Dallas fans who have to listen to Jerry Jones take shots at Micah Parsons. But, Brian Mitchell, man, I appreciate you real quick, and just wanted to say how much I appreciate all you've done for D.C. and the memories that you made for me as a kid growing up and for my late father, man. It's an honor talking to you as well.
Thank you.
Appreciate it, Emac.
But I feel great, man. Terry is still under contract, and he has all the incentive in the world to stay with us, with Jaden Daniels and the direction the team is going. It's business. You know, it may go till September 1, but he'll be here and he'll be fine. I trust him to be in shape and ready to go when it's time. And I'm sure he's not too excited to get back in camp early August. It's hot.
That's a great point, Emac. I ran into an NFL veteran over the weekend that is currently unsigned And I was like, dude, what's your plan? And the response was, man, I don't want to do all the camp. I'm probably going to sign mid-August.
It's that, yeah.
Terry
was working out on, he was working out on vacation. Dude's going to be in shape.
I think, now, would Terry prefer to have this done and be there to open camp? Yes, that's who he is. But you miss a couple weeks of camp, nobody's too upset. Thanks for the call, Mac. Appreciate it.
Eric Williams wanted to sign after camp, and he only signed one-year deals.
Let's go to Bradley in Kensington. What's up, Brad? How you feeling?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I'm still in the man, I don't know category. But, obviously Adam has to say something today, but he's not going to say something that's going to cause some drama. But I think a deal will get done, but I just think it's going to take a long time, like you guys said. But I think Terry's worth every bit of $30 million, and I just hope the team and the front office realizes how important he is. I think he's just as important as Jaden. You know, all the late game wins, the catch against Cincinnati, the two late touchdowns against Dallas. So I think a deal will get done, but man, it's going to cause us some anxiety waiting this long. But yeah.
I mean, heck, the.
Hey, man, I'll just say go get you some chill Casamigos, take a cup shot. You'll be all right.
you like the reposado, B?
Yeah, get you some reposado.
Thank you, Brad.
What's the one the guy told me yesterday? The
Patron Canito or something.
Something it was. Yeah. It was Nejo that was clear.
Shout out to Matchbox. The Buffalo wings were quite good. Hell, Terry caught the game-winning touchdown against Dallas from Marcus Mariota.
Yeah.
You know? Let's go to our guy Blake down in Wilmington. Blake, we haven't heard from you in a while. How you feeling about Terry? Blake?
What's going on? I feel good. I'm with D-Mitch. I'm not too worried. I feel like this is going to get done. I just want to look at it the perspective from Adam Peters. I know you said, JP, he just got here. He was hired last year. You know, look at it, too. He's on contract through this year, and Terry's not a guy that's going to miss games. You can tag him next year. So you're probably looking at Terry's agent going, do you want to be a 33-year-old free agent and sign 2 years down the line? Because we still got team control for 2 years. Or you want to take whatever the number is, 30 and a half, 31 million now, and we can handshake this and we can go do training camp. So I feel fine about it. AP's just playing a little bit of hardball, but this thing's going to get done. Thank you, guys.
All right, thanks, man. Bud. Appreciate you. I think AP might be playing hardball, but it's possible Terry is too. You know, like, hey, man, my number's 32, and it's not a dime less. Like, does that constitute as hardball? I don't know. I think both sides have their points, and they don't want to get off them. Eventually, they get off this stuff, but, you know, it does land in a real spot. Landy, how are you feeling, dude? You've been pretty neutral on this throughout, I'd say.
I still think that a deal is going to get done, but, I mean, it doesn't feel great that, you know, training camp is here and they haven't got one yet. I know that we don't officially have word as to whether or not Terry's going to show up or not, but that would suck if he starts missing camp because, you know, the team won't just throw in the couple of extra million a year or whatever that he wants.
And I think eventually push starts turning into shove, and somebody will probably compromise a little bit more than the other. Like that. It's kind of when AP said these aren't always linear, these aren't always easy. Like, that's what he's talking about. Linear would describe a nice, smooth line. This thing's going to have ups and downs.
It will.
Russ is in Charlestown. Russ, how you feeling, dude?
Hey, fellas. I feel pretty good. But like you say, with Adam, you know, like he was talking about, I wish a presser, during the presser, he was saying it. You know, guys want to come here, you know, and the word gets around and everything. But you look at Terry doing the commander way and everything he does. I mean, if you can't get him signed, them guys going to talk too. Like, you know, hey, they take a while to get the contracts. But it's his first year. I mean, this may be, I know he's had contracts in the past, but, you know, he's learning probably. I mean, he's learning. Everybody learns something new every day, right? And but Terry's just the Cowboys game, like you said, JP, I mean, and then the Cincinnati game. I mean, they paid that guy what, $41 million? One of them guys over there, and Terry catches that winning catch, you know, and then all the emotional stuff for the year. I'm an old fan, you know, and that old drunk I was playing cards with the other night, he was like, "Well, they're gonna trade him. Dan's gonna bring Michael Parsons up here. They're gonna trade him to Dallas." I said, "Man, look, I called him. I called him Smirnoff. I said, "Listen, man, you got to quit talking that stuff. You don't want to start that stuff with the internet." But
Smirnoff's kind of funny,
man. They'll get it done, and yeah. So that's what I got to say about it, fellas.
All right, man.
Thanks for the call, dude. We'll keep these phone lines open. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. I think we also got to keep this in mind. If you're Adam Peters, this is your first time going through a high-profile contract extension conversation as GM. Now, he's been involved in these talks, right? But he's never been running the show. Some of this is about precedent being set. And you got Tunsil, Debo, Lattimore, Luvu, a whole bunch of guys are coming up next year. Do you want the precedent to be set? Oh, you're going to skip minicamp and then you get your deal? They may not want it to look like that.
I don't think they must think of that far, Jay. I mean, that's what people do. It's been going on. Even when he was in those meetings, he saw that happen.
Let's go to Jim out in L.A. Jim, how you feeling about Terry?
Gentlemen, thank you very much for taking my call. JP and B. Mitch, you guys do a fantastic job. Even Landini and Jeff, it's a great group, and I'm happy to listen to you guys on the Odyssey app.
Thank you, man.
From the outside looking in the worst traffic in the country is still L.A. I'm so thankful that we have professionalism, class. 5 years ago, this would have been an S show. You would have had the owner barking. You would have had coaches giving their input. You would have had GMs pounding their chest. And we probably even would have had some players that were being unprofessional. Everything here is happening above the bar. You know, Terry's got a right to express himself, and I'm happy that he did, and I don't feel he's incorrect in any way. Adam Peters has got a business to run, and I think everybody's going to save a little face. Everybody's going to put their foot down, and it's all going to come together. And I'm even okay if he skips all the training camp because we got 46 days until week one. So I think the fact that it's being quiet and under wraps is going to drive the crowds crazy because we're used to that mudslinging and the speculation and the leaks. And I love that we don't have that. Mm. I love it. I'm so proud to be a Washington fan right now. I think it's going to work out just fine. And you're right. It's going to set a precedence for the other players too, because one side cannot be viewed as dominating. It's got to be the success comes when everybody comes together. And everything that Terry said is demonstrating that. Everything that Adam Peters said is going to demonstrate that. You watch. Just like B-Mitch said, man, when it comes time, when the rubber hits the road, a couple of zeros, it's all going to be okay. I'm pleased. I'm not happy because I want Terry to be signed. But I'm very pleased at how things are progressing because it's professional, man. This is the way it should be. Thank you so much.
All right, man.
Thanks, bud.
I think the precedent set is, don't come asking if you're not that good of a player.
Yeah.
If you are damn good, then they know that's going to happen. That's just how the things happen these days. But, you know, it can't get too overly concerned and worried.
Neil is in Virginia. Neil, how you feeling about the Terry situation, man?
Hey, guys. Look, I'm optimistic that Terry's going to be signed. I just have a slightly different take on what Adam Peters might be doing. I think he's keeping his powder dry. I think he's not signing Terry because right now there are still some generational free agent talent that might be available, like Hendrickson, maybe Parsons. So if he wanted to make an offer, if he had a chance to make an offer and they were going to accept it, structuring a deal after you've already committed to Terry would just make it more complicated. So I mean, you know, there are deals that are done where
Neil,
the
can I ask a quick
Sure.
Micah Parsons rather reported to camp in Dallas. I don't think he's available at all.
Okay.
I honestly don't think Hendrickson's available, but I definitely don't think Parsons is available.
Jerry Nelson.
Yeah, it just seemed like that, you know, the book wasn't closed on the Hendrickson. I mean,
You might be right on that. The book might not be closed, but I think we gotta, just for like the intellectual honesty level of it, I think we gotta shut the book on Parsons.
Okay, fair enough. But even still, if you wanted, if he had a chance at Henriksen, it would be a lot easier to structure a deal and work the get some cap space and maybe restructuring some other places. I don't know the details that well and how it's done. I just know that it's done. I think that Adam Peters is just maybe waiting, and he's going to sign Terry. It's like I said, before, if Terry McLaurin was available from another team, Adam Peters would be looking at shops to go sign him. So he's not going to let Terry go. I mean, he's going to find a way to make Terry happy. I just think he's waiting to see if he has to, figure out some other large deal that may be possible. That's all I'm saying. It's just, I think it's just a little bit of a wait, but it's going to happen eventually, I'm sure.
Thanks for the call, bud. Appreciate you.
All right, guys. Take care.
All right. Last one for now. Our guy Deacon is in D.C. What's up, Deke?
Deke,
you there? Deke, you gone. I did want to let my man Jeff weigh in on this. Jeffrey, at various times you've been quite shook about the Terry situation. Terry spoke last week. Now we've heard from Adam Peters. How you feeling about Terry now?
Yo, I'm way more calm. Like I don't have no
more
no,
calm.
Yeah, I'm way more calm. Like
why?
Because when we heard Terry talk and we heard his disappointment, just being in that room and just feeling the energy, because energy don't lie, it felt bad. But now, they had talked since then, and for AP to come out and say that in front of everyone, it's like, all right, it's going to happen now. It's just a matter of when, to me. I'm good now. The thing is, you all been around here longer than I have. Before, so much information would leak out. You know how they say the fear of the unknown? That's what it was for a lot of the fans, because nothing leaked out. Reporters didn't know. It's a good feeling. But it's crazy to see in Washington nothing leaks out, because
it's been like that since he took it taken over now.
Yeah,
it's been a little bit over a year.
Yep. So
and I like that. I don't like.
Yeah, I like.
I don't like leaks.
It's cool because it shows that everyone in the building is on the same program. They have faith in the people that's in that building. Mm-hmm. I love it. I'm not worried at all anymore.
I can tell
damn
you.
Damn time. You were getting on my damn nerves. Just to let you know.
All good.
As a reporter, I kind of miss the leaks. But what I can tell
this dude right here, the JP likes the leaks. JP hypes up everything.
I don't think I've hyped this up at all.
You part of the issue.
No, the Terry stuff I've said throughout, they got plenty of time.
You say they got plenty of time, but then you go into the let me know. Like, this is going to you part of the issue.
You got to explain all the angles, but throughout this, I've said they had plenty of time.
Yeah, but you hype it up a little bit.
At this point, we don't even know if he's at training camp. Like, it's an issue.
I don't care.
But you have a unique perspective.
I care that he plays. I don't care if he's at training camp, because I saw one dude miss training camp every year, signed a deal after training camp, came in and was the best down. He played well.
Who was that?
Eric Williams. Every year. Eric showed up, one-year deal, did not come to after training camp. I said, hell, I might try that.
Did you ever hold out into camp?
Nah, my stuff came early. They didn't want to hear my mouth. They knew I'd talk a lot.
Jeff, I'm glad you feel better, because I know you were. And, dude, being in Eastern Motors and seeing the emotion in Terry's face, you there was, like, an emotional, visceral reaction to it. Like, he was clearly upset.
I saw that little vein right here popping up.
Yeah, and
that was, I knew he was serious.
The thing was that kept me on this,
vein right there?
Yeah. This roller coaster ride was, I went in, and he was there putting on the stuff, laughing and smiling. I'm like, oh, yeah, we're going to get this done. He wouldn't be doing this Eastern Motors stuff. But then I was like, hold up. That's a sponsorship. And then to hear that, I was like, oh, my heart dropped to my stomach. It did, because I was like, this is really getting real now. But I'm good
probably
now.
Probably bounced right back up, though, once it hit your stomach.
But I'm cool now. I'm not sweating no more.
Oh,
I'm glad you feel better. Here's what I'd like to do. I feel like we've had a really good conversation about Terry McLaurin. At some point, we're going to get information that he has or hasn't reported, that he's holding out, holding in. Maybe a deal gets done. Who knows, right? Like, that information is to come. But I do think AP explained everything quite well, high road the whole way, and I think it's reasonable to feel better about everything. Like, I wouldn't have expected it, but had Peters gotten up there today and said, oh, man, we're super far away and I don't know what's going to happen, then freak out.
If that were the case, he wouldn't even say that.
I want to switch gears a little. A lot of talk about a new stadium here in Washington. And there's one idea that could, it's at least provocative. It's a provocative stadium idea. When we return, it's Beamish and Finley.
Stupid idea.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, we got some stadium news for you. Stadium's been a hot topic lately. Got people from Pennsylvania Avenue chiming in on it. This is from Alex Coma. Alex Coma is a senior D.C. political reporter for WAMU. Alex Coma just tweeted out moments ago. News, D.C. Council Chairman Phil Mendelson is planning a first vote on the RFK Stadium deal as soon as Friday.
Damn.
Per a source familiar. Lawmakers will need to vote a second time. It's unclear when, especially because some council members have bristled at this coming before next week's hearings. I'm not sure that the Chairman Mendelson wants to speed this up, maybe because of comments from President Trump. Maybe they just want to get it done. Whatever the case, I think it's very obvious that the Commanders want this done. The mayor wants it done. Everybody wants this thing to move, right? Mm-hmm. I think getting it done as fast as possible is a great idea because you got some volatility at the federal government level. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, this town is still run far too often by the federal government. So getting it done seems to make sense to me.
Makes a lot of sense.
Now, I'm not sure how much sense this makes, but there's a new idea about a stadium in our area.
Everybody, if you have it, sit down for this one, please.
This is from a noted city planner, perhaps, economist, a man that truly could do it all.
Not very bright.
Stephen A. Smith from ESPN has an idea to solve all the stadium woes in the greater DMV area. Here we go, Landini.
I've been an advocate, a strong advocate. I've always wanted a stadium in the state of Maryland that mm-hmm. the Ravens and the Washington Commanders could share mm-hmm. with a lot of employment emanating from D.C., but still be able to, because, again, you wouldn't have to worry about stuff like this. That's mm-hmm. just my personal opinion. That was the idea that I threw out last year, that the Ravens and the Commanders should actually share stadium. You got a minimum of 17 to 18 weeks where you got games there, plus playoff games and all of that stuff, plus events in the offseason. And you know what? And it's the state of Maryland that you have to deal with instead of this kind of nonsense.
But what does that do for D.C.? And does he not know that D.C. and Baltimore do not see eye to eye?
No.
They not cool like that. Sometimes people need to, what they say, when you speak.
Think before you speak?
No, when you speak, people know you're a fool. It better be thought of a fool than speak and remove all doubt.
Yeah.
That's it. That's exactly what he should take with that one.
I promise you, I have lived in this part of Maryland, and I have a lot of friends in Baltimore. At one point, Baltimore was my second home. Never had we once said, oh, yeah, we need the Ravens and the Commanders to have the same stadium.
But I understand what he's trying to say about Maryland doing everything. But this is the Washington Commanders. And I can see why they want it in the city. And I know what he's saying about not have to deal with that problem. I believe in all that stuff. But those two teams playing together, no, dude. Okay, where the hell are you going to put that stadium at?
So geographically,
you think all of these fans here are going to go to Baltimore, or are you going to bring it down here somewhere? You think the Baltimore fans want to come here?
Geographically, the midpoint is roughly Laurel, something like that.
Okay, but I don't think either one of these fan bases want to be sharing with the other.
Current Commanders fans, including those that live in Maryland, if you live in Germantown or Poolsville, like a lot of Maryland fans don't like driving to Landover. Mm-hmm. Newsflash, Landover's inside the Beltway. The current Commander Stadium is probably 3 or 4 miles from the city line. Like, it's not far outside of the city. There would be an absolute riot if they were like, all right, we got a new plan. Laurel, baby. Jessup. We're going to Jessup. Not to mention,
The
Ravens currently have a dope stadium in downtown Baltimore.
Bro,
you think
I
they want to move out?
Steven has been in this area. He must stay in the hotel and not venture out to even make that type of suggestion.
Can we hear it one more time just for the absurdity of it all?
I've been an advocate, a strong advocate. I've always wanted a stadium in the state of Maryland that mm-hmm. the Ravens and the Washington Commanders could share mm-hmm. with a lot of employment emanating from D.C., but still be able to, because, again, you wouldn't have to worry about stuff like this. That's mm-hmm. just my personal opinion. That was the idea that I threw out last year, that the Ravens and the Commanders should actually share stadium. You got a minimum of 17 to 18 weeks where you got games there, plus playoff games and all of that stuff, plus events in the offseason. And you know what? And it's the state of Maryland that you have to deal with instead of this kind of nonsense.
Ask you a question. Who was on that show with him?
That agreed?
I heard Molly. Okay. Who else was on there that did not say, dude, you out your damn mind? That will not work.
I don't know, B. I don't really watch that show.
You know, I'm just saying, it's just, I don't know. That's what you need, people to be able to go against people sometimes. And right then, somebody should have said, nah, dog, those two people don't see it. They don't see eye to eye like that. Those two teams, those two fan bases don't view it like that. You know what I mean? it doesn't fit.
In no way does that fit. When the Niners and the Raiders played across the bay from one another,
mm-hmm.
you know what they never had? A shared stadium.
Yeah.
Even as Candlestick got old, San Fran always had the money. They got a new joint built in Santa Clara.
And the Oakland Raiders had to go to them.
Vegas.
They had to leave and go to another whole state.
Right.
Come on, pal.
And that is probably closer proximity, but maybe perhaps more complicated geography. But, like, the Raiders could play in Santa Clara. They said, no, we're going to Vegas. Like, the idea that the Commanders and the Ravens would share a stadium in the geographic midpoint of D.C. and Baltimore is just asinine.
It is. I can understand why L.A. Chargers and Rams are playing. They both are in L.A. now. Okay? New York, you can see that. Because both from New York City. They don't play in New York City, but they both are from New York City. That suggestion he just made is like saying, how about the Giants and the Eagles playing the same stadium?
That's
kind of what it is.
The Dolphins and the Bucks.
Yeah. You know, that's basically what it sounds like. Nah, bro. No, man.
Instead of Miami having a stadium and Tampa having a stadium, let's build one in Orlando where everybody
midway,
plays.
Yeah, yeah. And you could get Mickey and all of them to come be like your halftime show.
It's just so silly.
Like, just like he said.
And to present it like you have, like, this deep intellectual understanding of the area and, we're going to get jobs from D.C.
Yeah, like he said that our quarterback, Tressway, you remember? He had them receptions, touchdowns, pass receptions, throwing it to him and all. When he said that, stop talking about this team, though. If you don't know what the hell you're talking about, stop.
In fairness to Stephen A., though, Tressway does have more passing yards in the NFC Championship game than Dak Prescott, so he probably just got confused.
Big fact.
Nah.
Now, Lanville, you have been a vocal, I would say, opponent of a new stadium in Virginia and a vocal proponent of a new stadium anywhere besides Virginia. So how do you feel about this Commanders-Ravens joint stadium in Jessup, Maryland?
I mean, that's just remarkably stupid. I like in the clip, too, where he talks about, you know, I've been an advocate of this. Like, he's just been talking about it for years, and it's not something he just came up with 4 minutes ago.
That came off the top of his head.
Yeah.
Because the fact that he said it lets you know he knows absolutely nothing about this area.
Not a chance.
I don't think we're going to get comment, but part of me almost wants to reach out to Governor Moore and just be like, hey, Gov.
Hey, Gov, hit us on our phones. You know the numbers. And let us know what you think about that.
Stephen A. has proposed a joint stadium in Laurel.
He didn't
even say Laurel. He just said they're going to play somewhere.
Could be right next to the Eastern Motors.
You think these people about to get rid of M&T Bank?
No. They have a dope downtown stadium.
Hell yeah.
That's what everybody wants.
And so in other words.
I believe the state just committed a bunch of money to.
If you had to do that, you would have to uproot everything here to go play there because they're not getting rid of their stadium.
You imagine if the Burgundy and Gold played in downtown Baltimore for home games?
No. I'm not even trying to imagine that.
I mean, it's just so cataclysmically dumb. But whatever. It's kind of funny. I mean,
God.
The best I can do with that, Stephen A. undeniably is good at being provocative. That to me isn't even provocative. It's just silly.
That's pretty stupid.
This man,
I'm trying to make a word up.
This reminds me of the time Stephen A. Smith talked about what a big impact Hunter Henry was going to have for the Chargers in the game that was taking place that evening, even though Hunter Henry had torn his ACL earlier in the season.
Never know, though. It may be impacting the locker room. Like,
yeah,
in the pregame speech.
Yeah. Nah, bro. Nah. Stop. Please stop discussing this franchise.
1 o'clock, Pat Leonard, New York Daily News, joins us to get us up to speed with all things happening for the New York football Giants.
Patrick.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Started hearing myself. I think JP turned his computer up and he left out landfill. But if you all just heard the topic we were discussing, Stephen A. Smith saying that the Commanders and the Ravens should have the same stadium. So one of my friends just texted me and say, well, that mean that the Yankees and the Red Sox should move to Connecticut and play in the same stadium.
So I thought the Stephen A. Smith suggestion of one stadium would be the funniest thing I heard here today.
Uh-huh.
But I was just in the hallway, just to kind of paint a picture, because this is an audio medium. Maybe we could post a photo of our guy.
Of who?
The Nats recently did a giveaway of a basketball jersey. It's a Nats basketball jersey.
Oh, okay.
And our guy Jeff is wearing it.
Yeah.
Just no undershirt, no nothing. Just wearing it. Like,
Jeff, say going back to old school basketball ways.
I like it.
You don't need that t-shirt, the ball?
Well, here's what just happened, B. I was in the hallway walking back from the restroom, and I also bought a Diet Coke. Shout out to Diet Coke if you're watching on the stream. And one of the sales guys, I'm not going to name names, but one of the sales guys walking by, he's like, Jeff, you wearing a jersey? You can't get buckets. And Jeff's like, man, you know how Jeff gets, man, I'll play you. And the guy's just
no,
like,
I said I'll destroy you.
He's like, how much money you got in your pocket? And kept walking. It was a that was a stone cold assassin,
was it, Jeff?
Jeff.
Who
it was Barrington. I will take Barrington. He works sales for KYS.
Always
the TGC.
Always well dressed suit. Yeah, definitely not KYS, Jeff.
He played ball back in the day, too.
Bro, I don't care. He's old now. He's old now.
Yeah, then he will back you down.
That man probably,
you're 30 and out of shape.
He'll come in there with them high black socks on, like,
I'm getting in better shape. Like I said, I hoop every Sunday, JP. I'll still beat you by 16. I'm confident on that.
No, you won't.
I'm confident.
You'll beat me. It was funny. It was just a random hallway drive-by on Jeff Walker.
It was unexpected.
He said, how much money you got in your pocket? And Jeff did not answer that question,
right? I said, let's go. We could play after. I got like $150 in my pocket right now.
I'll play you for that.
I don't mind. B, I will take your money.
No, you won't.
Yes, I would.
Okay.
Whenever you're ready. We could go play at Watts. We're going to
play basketball, then we're going to play golf. I'm going to give you 30 strokes, and I'm going to beat you by at least 15.
I'm not going to play basketball. I didn't have enough energy to play golf after. Let's just cut it right.
I mean, you're young.
He's getting in shape, though.
I'm getting there.
He is in shape. He wrong.
I did compliment you. I did compliment you the other day. It looks like you had dropped a little weight. I got to be honest with you, though, Jeff. As you're working to drop weight, right? I'm not sure the basketball jersey is the right fit.
How are you going to say that? Like, my jersey don't come up. It's
B, do you think that's the right look for our guy?
What's wrong with it?
It looked like he need to have something else on, like another X in front of that. No way.
Just because everybody don't wear them 2000s baggy clothes that y'all wear. Don't mean.
No, I don't wear baggy clothes.
If my shirt was small, when I raise my arms, you'll see my belly.
You look like. What's the dude name from LSU?
What are we talking about?
What they call him, Baby Shaq?
Yeah,
that's how he look.
Oh, Big Baby? God.
He look like Big Baby. That's the name. Big Baby. Yeah, Big Baby.
Jeff, my argument
y'all
is
y'all
not.
Y'all some haters. I'm going to take a picture and we're going to see what the fans think.
They going to think you look like
that's
Big Baby.
That's a great idea.
After I think you kind of look like.
You're going to stop calling me Big Baby.
You look like Big Baby.
My point is not that jersey doesn't fit you how a jersey should fit.
He's just saying it don't look right.
My point is don't wear a jersey. Like, if you were going to the Nats game or a concert or something or the pool party.
JP, it's 2025. People wear jerseys out.
And to work? When Barrington's just going to shrapnel you in the hallway?
Hold on. JP, you have come in here with out-of-form white shirts after the gym and some more stuff. We're not talking about a Nationals jersey. That it's a sports station. I can't wear a sports jersey to a sports station.
Yeah, that Big Baby. That's all.
Hey, at least I'm not wearing thong toe slippers.
Wait, I thought you said thongs. Y'all know y'all better not wear those thongs.
Oh, nah.
But JP just wear hockey jerseys to any sporting event.
I'm
like a Super Bowl in the middle of LA.
Particularly.
All in red. I'm like, dog, whoa.
Trying to get y'all beat
up. I said, you go across the street. We'll come later.
The only jersey I wear is an Alex Ovechkin jersey. It's bright red, and I decided to wear it in the middle of downtown Los Angeles. I didn't even think about that until we were in the car.
JP was actually good. Come on now. They're not going to see JP and be like, you a blood.
You don't think I give off blood energy?
Not at all, JP.
When you start saying that's dope, everything dope, they go like, nah.
We're going to leave him alone.
Get this kid out of here.
He from the valley. Don't worry about him.
Landfill, what was your backup plan if B and I weren't able to be on the air at 10? Just let Jeff go? Just turn the mic on and let Jeff rock it?
The backup plan is always ask Cakes if he can do 15 more minutes.
I was talking with some of the ladies in the kitchen in the break room. I was like, oh, did anybody else get caught in this traffic? Apparently, one of the sales folks, one of the business people, took them 3 hours to get to work today.
Where the hell she live?
I don't know, but I believe
she coming from
it.
Where Greg live?
Maybe.
Like Greg hit me this morning. Landfill, this is your dog. I'm like, where are you? I'm on my way to Northwest Stadium. I'm like, from your house? Because Greg live, people think I live far. Greg live at least an hour from me.
Who says you live far? You live in, like, Centerville. You live in Fairfax.
Everybody that lives on this side of the bridge and stuff think I live far. Because y'all think that everything about Virginia is far.
I do not.
Bro, you're an hour in Virginia.
JP, have you ever drove to my house other than the one time you came try to sleep in my backyard?
Yeah. We all
they were gonna sleep in my talking about they were gonna camp out in my backyard. And I'm like, no, that's not happening. Because I know it's snakes out there. And I'm not gonna let nobody just sleep out there. Pete, you should have let me throw him in the water, though.
That would
have. Dave, you can call and tell Pete this too.
You should have let him camp out and then just turn the sprinkler on.
I told him to camp out in my basement, but I'm not letting him camp out in the backyard because it's all kind of animals back there. But Pete got drunk and fell asleep on a lounge chair on the deck, and they refused to let me throw him in the water. I wanted to throw him in the pool. I
would have woke up.
And you can just stand up, but I just wanted to throw him in the pool. They say, nah, that's not cool.
I don't think I said no.
I would have absolutely been
no. I thought Mitch said no.
You and Mitch said no. But I should have just said
let me pick
up. I think
it was AJ.
I could have picked him up and just threw him in the damn pool.
Let's hope Deb's not listening. Yeah. If you are, Deb Haley, we love you.
You live far. Anytime I got to mentally prepare for a drive, you live kind of far.
But I drive here every day, and I'm the one that don't have no problem with it.
Nobody is less concerned about lengthy driving than you.
Because I don't worry about it. I focus on the positive.
A standard Saturday for Brian Mitchell is a bike ride in Upper Marlboro in the morning, then a parade grand marshal appearance in Winchester, Virginia in the afternoon.
I've done that.
And then dinner in MGM National Harbor. Like, that's like an average day.
I'm telling you, I could put some miles on the car.
That's why
I got out one morning. I rode from my house to Woodbridge. I drove. Then I did a 45-mile bike ride. Then I got in my car, and I drove to Woodmore and played 18 holes. Then I drove back home.
Yo, built different. When we come back, let's see what's going on with the Giants as training camp opens up.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge went
a blast. Oh, my God!
Whole scheme. Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.